Welcome to another Of Rice and Zen Dead Drop. My name's Andy. I'm the editor of Rice and Zen magazine online at ofriceandzen.org. I would like to apologize first up for the lack of new photographs that have been appearing recently. I've been writing more about the equipment that I use to run Of Rice and Zen, including cameras and laptops. And basically, my equipment here in the office has kind of died on me at the same time. So I'm looking to replace some of my photography equipment and my Macs. And right now, I'm tempted by the 5D Mark II, but I know that a new Nikon D700S is appearing very, very soon, which includes a lot of the components of the D3S, and it's going to be a 5D Mark II killer, and it's going to be in about the same price range, so I'm holding out. And I also want to replace my Macs with an iMac 27-inch, but I also have been reading about how those displays are faulty and yellow ish or tinged in the bottom half or the bottom corner, and I've been reading that Apple has been hurrying to try and fix that problem. So buying now is basically dangerous. I can't be sure that I'm going to get one of the fixed versions. I could get one of the faulty runs, and they are leaving those on the market because they're hoping that less discerning consumers just won't notice, but people like me in the sort of creative visual industry, I need a monitor that faithfully reproduces colors. So I have to wait for the camera and I have to wait for the Mac. What's made that more difficult is going shopping today with a friend who asked me for some camera advice, and she travels too much by carrying a DSLR around with her, but she has a compact camera and wants a bit more than that. So I suggested what any other sane person would suggest, which is the Lumix GF1. It's been an incredibly popular camera online. It takes beautiful pictures, I would say, at least on a par with the entry-level DSLRs. And it's tiny. Its build quality is great. It's a joy to use. I mean, it's a stunning little camera. And within about an hour or two of me suggesting it, within about an hour or two of having heard of it for the first time, she'd dropped Hachiman N, or $800 on it, and I respect the spunk and balls it takes to throw away that kind of money that quickly. It's an inspiration to see. So I got to play with the GF1 for a while today, and I can tell you that pancake lens is a doozy. The bokeh is beautiful. Now you get a narrow depth of field, and it can focus about 4 or 5 inches in front of the lens. It is a gorgeous camera to use, and I am beyond tempted to pick one up as a backup for of Rice and Zen. The only thing I suppose is left to check. I need to find out how well they handle ISO and noise to make sure that if I do take pictures with that, it will be accepted into a stock photography agency, or it will be good enough to use for publication, magazines, and forthcoming books. Let me know what you think of your GF1. Have you uploaded to iStock or similar with it? With that, I'll be off. Keep your eye on the magazine. I'm going to be posting a response to the iPad as iPad article I uploaded the other day, because in the light of Apple having removed and banned all risque material from the App Store, that does have a bearing on the iPhone and the iPad and their performance in Japan, in a country in which very risque manga is the norm for children and adults. It's going to have a bearing on the popularity of the device as essentially a magazine and book reader. The iPad is the ultimate manga distribution format, and restricting borderline pornographic material is going to have an effect on that. So I'm writing a new article as we speak. You can check that out tonight. In the meantime, I will say sayonara. Take care of yourselves, kiotsuke tene, and I'll speak to you soon. Bye-bye.